Bookworms by Fezzador. Read by Sam Gabriel. Based on the works of J.K. Rowling. Chapter 3. Hey kids, say no to thugs. Kellen took Hermione by the hand and led her outside. They heard a deep, loud voice calling out,
first years, this way.
The two friends followed the sound and were soon able to match a face to the sound. A very, very large man, probably 8 feet tall, carried a lantern which revealed a surprisingly friendly-looking face. He had a thick, dark mane of hair and a bushy beard to match. Kellen swallowed a lump in his throat and decided to introduce himself to the big man beckoning first-year students toward him.
"Hello, I'm Kellen Grimseth,"
he said as he approached the big man with a loud voice, his body shaking somewhat.
"I'm a first-year student. I take it I'm in the right place?"
The big man looked around him, trying to find the nervous-sounding voice, then looked down in front of him. He grinned at Kellen.
"You're in the right place, my boy. Kellen Grimseth, eh? That's a right interesting name. Doesn't sound English or Scottish. I'm not rightly sure what kind of name that is, to be honest."
Kellen smiled at the man.
"It's Norwegian. I'm actually from the States, but I was given an opportunity to study at Hogwarts because my mom's side of the family is British, plus my second cousin's a student."
The big man chuckled.
"Well, I'm very pleased to meet you, Kellen. I'm Rubeus Hagrid, Keeper of Keys and Gamekeeper of Hogwarts. Most folks simply call me Hagrid. And who's your pretty little friend?"
Hermione's face lit up.
"Hello, Hagrid. I'm Hermione Granger," she replied. "I just met Kellen a few hours ago on the train. He's a very sweet boy."
"Well, hello there, Mr. Hermione,"
Hagrid beamed.
"Pleased to meet you as well. Now, if you'll both excuse me, we need to make some room for the rest of the first years. We'll be heading to the castle in just a few."
He lifted his head back up and continued to bark out instructions for the first-year students to join him.
"First years this way, please. Step lively."
About 5 minutes later, when all the first years had assembled by Hagrid, he nodded at the group of wide-eyed youngsters.
"Follow me, please," Hagrid said. "We've got a bit of a jaunt ahead of us."
He led the students down a dark, twisty, windy path for about 15 minutes when they came upon a shore of a big black lake.
"It's too cold for a swim tonight,"
Hagrid chuckled.
"So we'll be taking boats across the lake. Ford or a boat, if you please."
Kellen found an empty boat and got in, and then gently took Hermione's hand as he helped her into the spot next to him. A couple of minutes later, a couple of other boys clambered into the boat with them. One was a lanky boy, about Kellen's height and build, except he had a shock of bright red hair instead of sandy blonde. The other boy was small and slight. He looked to be even smaller than Hermione, who was quite petite herself. He had several distinguishing characteristics beside his slight frame. His hair was shaggy and dark, almost jet black. He wore a pair of old and damaged glasses, and perhaps most striking of all, he had a notable Z-shaped scar on his forehead. Kellen cocked his head when he saw the visage of the smaller boy.
"No way," he exclaimed in a soft voice. You're Harry Potter. I've heard of you."
Harry smiled shyly. "You're not the first to recognize me, and a few other children on the train did as well, but truly I'm just Harry from Surrey." Kellen returned the smile.
"I'm Kellen Grimseth,"
he said as he extended his hand. Harry took Kellen's hand gratefully and shook it gently. Kellen then offered his hands to the red-haired boy.
"I'm sorry, I don't recall seeing you on the train. What's your name?"
The ginger smirked. "Ron Weasley."
"Nice to meet you, Ron," replied Kellen. "Oh, and this is my new friend, Hermione."
"Who?" Ron said, thoroughly confused at the sound of her name. Hermione rolled her eyes.
"Hermione Granger," she said,
carefully enunciating her name so Ron could understand.
"That's kind of a weird name," Ron replied.
"Try Kellen for a weird name," Kellen said glibly. "I think she has a wonderful name myself."
Hermione smiled broadly at Kellen in appreciation.
"This boy's a right keeper," she thought to herself.
"I'm sorry," Ron said to Kellen and Hermione.
"I was a bit rude and it was wrong of me."
He turned to Hermione and smiled.
"Friends, Hermione?"
he said with a slight chuckle, as he stuck his hand out. Hermione grinned at Ron.
"Friends, Ronald," she replied as she shook his hand.
She then extended her hand out to Harry.
"And it's nice to meet you too, Harry. Like Kellen, I've read about you in some of the wizarding history books."
Ron whispered in Harry's ear,
"Those two seem to be awful smart.
I think we should be nice to them. They could be valuable friends.
Harry nodded in agreement. The boats gradually made their way across the dark lake, illuminated by the glow of the silver moon high in the night sky. Hermione pointed at the gradually approaching castle.
It's so beautiful, isn't it? She asked.
It didn't look nearly as big from the train station. A short while later, all the boats reached the other side of the lake, and the children disembarked. Hagrid waited for them to assemble again, and once again barked for them to follow him to the castle.
Just a little bit further, he told the first years. Just a few more minutes is all.
When they reached the castle, they clambered up many dozens of stairs until they reached a mighty archway, where a middle-aged, austere-looking witch clad in green awaited them. Despite her rather stern exterior, she had a certain kindness in her eyes. Kellen quickly recognized her as Professor McGonagall, the witch who took the long trek from Scotland all the way to Minnesota in early March earlier that year.
That's the second witch that visited me, Kellen whispered to Hermione. I remember her too, she whispered back.
Here are the firsties, Hagrid said as he approached the witch, somewhat out of breath. Just as you asked, Professor.
Professor McGonagall nodded.
Thank you, Hagrid. I'll take it from here.
She turns to address the gaggle of first-year students.
Good evening, first-year students. Welcome to Hogwarts, she trilled in her light Scottish burr. For those of you who are not familiar with me, I am Professor McGonagall, Deputy Headmistress of Hogwarts and Head of Gryffindor House. In a moment, we shall commence our start-of-term feast, she smiled slightly. First things first, however. Before we start the banquet, everyone here must be sorted into one of four houses, Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, and Slytherin. Does everyone understand so far?
She paused for a moment to give the students a chance to think this over. Some of the students mumbled amongst themselves quietly, wondering exactly what the sorting ceremony entailed. She then nodded as she continued,
Very good. During your time at Hogwarts, your house will be much like family. During the term, you can earn your house points by doing good or brave deeds. Conversely, any rule-breaking or other delinquent behavior will result in the loss of points. The house with the most points at the end of the term wins the house cup.
She eyed the gaggle of students carefully.
I shall return shortly, and the sorting shall begin. Please wait here quietly.
She turned around and left the students for a couple of minutes. A boy with slicked-back locks of platinum blonde hair, who physically resembled Kellen, but with somewhat shorter and lighter blonde hair, smirked at Harry.
I see the golden boy has come to Hogwarts this year as well, he drawled.
He sneered at Ron, Hermione, and Kellen.
Between you and me, Mr. Potter, you should ditch these bozos and enjoy the finer aspects of the Wizarding World. I'll be happy to help make that happen.
He extended a hand to Harry.
The name's Malfoy. Draco Malfoy.
Harry looked at Draco, wondering if he should accept the boy's invitation. He looked like he was about to take Draco's hand when Hermione gave Draco an intense glare.
Who are you calling a bozo, Draco?
Draco then ignored Harry and quickly turned to face Hermione.
You,
he said coolly with an arrogant smirk.
What's your name, if I may ask?
Hermione straightened herself up and looked Draco in the eye.
I'm Hermione Granger, if you must know. And I don't think Harry is the type of boy who gallivants with troublemakers like you.
Troublemaker, eh? Draco retorted as he raised an eyebrow.
I think, Miss Granger, you'll find that it'll be yourself that'll be in trouble. He sneered at the girl. You're a mudblood, aren't you? You aren't even worth the effort.
Hermione started to sniffle.
If you're asking if I come from a non-magical family, then yes, I do.
Humiliated, tears slowly flowed down her cheeks. Kellen saw how offended Hermione was. He whispered something into her ear. She turned to face Kellen, and a broad smile slowly crept onto her face. He then turned to Malfoy.
Leave her alone, asshole, he sneezed. Those are some strong words, Outlander,
Draco drawled.
And who in Merlin's name are you?
I, Kellen sneered, am Kellen Grimseth from Minnesota. For what it's worth, I'm also Muggle-born, and I wouldn't have it any other way.
Impressed with Kellen's confidence, Hermione took Kellen's hand and gave it a little squeeze. Draco sized himself up against Kellen.
You have no idea who you're messing with, Grim Breath, Draco replied coolly. I come from a pure-blood family. You really don't want to get on my bad side?
I think I do, actually, Kellen spat. What good is blood purity when your blood is a terrible stock to begin with?
Draco smirked. Would you
like to take a swing at me, Grimbreath? I know you want to.
Kellen's eyes narrowed. I would, Malfoy, but now's not the time or place.
Draco laughed haughtily.
I'm just chicken, Grimbreath, admit it.
Kellen's face turned purple. Forgive me, Hermione, he whispered to his friend.
He reached for his wand, waved it at Draco, and cast the dangling jinx.
Levicorpus, he cried out.
Draco suddenly floated in the air and hung upside down, several feet in the air.
What's happening?
Draco asked, clearly stunned that Kellen was far more proficient with magic than he was.
Let me down, I beg you!
Several children gasped in shock. Others burst out into laughter.
Only if you apologize to Hermione for calling her that awful word,
Kellen demanded.
Fine, Draco huffed, just put me down!
Kellen simply waved his non-wand hand, and Draco went down with a thud on the floor.
Ow!
Draco moaned in pain. Hermione looked at Kellen with a look of surprise.
That's some very advanced magic, Kellen, she said.
She whispered in his ear.
Thank you for defending me like that.
She surreptitiously gave him a little peck on the cheek. You're going to be a very powerful wizard one day, no doubt. But what's more important is that you're already a terrific friend.
You're a great friend yourself, Kellen replied, his cheeks pink with embarrassment.
Draco stood up to apologize to Hermione.
I'm sorry for calling you Mudblood, Granger.
He looked at Kellen, his eyes fraught with fear. Ron snickered.
Did you see the look on Malfoy's face?
He said quietly to Harry, Hermione, and Kellen. Hermione nodded.
Kellen definitely intimidates Malfoy, that's for sure.
And I know I picked the right friends, Harry said. You three are definitely the type I want to be with, no question. At that moment, Professor McGonagall returned.
All right, students, follow me to the Great Hall, and we'll get sorted without further delay.
For the full text of this and other stories by the same author, visit the AO3 page of Fezzador. Music is The Industrious Ferret by Kevin MacLeod. Special thanks to Sakiko. If you would like me to record a story, voiceover, or character, please get in touch with me using the contact information on my website, which is located at samgabrielvo.com. And there you can find other stories that I've read, as well as a link to my Discord server and other ways to support what I do. And finally, as always, thank you for listening.